T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Please tell us a little bit about what can we expect with regards to early voting this year.
Well, the state legislature adopted a law which said that the Board of Elections has to be open for voting before this year's general election, and then every election after November's, at least for 8 days, starting 10 days before the general election. The Board of Elections has to put together a plan by which we're going to have the early voting. We did that yesterday and submitted it to the state, where we will be having 37 polling sites, which will be open for the 8 days prior to the election. And people from those jurisdictions and from Erie County can go and vote in that election.
For those who go into the early voting, how does this work?
Well, if you go and exercise your right to early vote, it would be the same thing as showing up on election day. You would go to the poll site. We would have some mechanism by which we would record the fact that you're present and casting your vote. And once you cast your vote, you have then done that for the election. There is no changing your mind. There's no going back on election day or trying to vote at any other location. So what it would do is afford additional opportunity for people who find it difficult to go out on election day to go on one of the 8 days, 10 days prior to the election, to go and cast their ballots. But once they do so, they will have voted in that election, and that's going to be their vote for the remainder of the election.
How were the locations for the polling for early voting determined?
Well, what we did is we decided that we would have at least one location in each of the towns and cities in Erie County. And in addition to that, we decided that with the common council races occurring this year in the city of Buffalo, that we would have at least one polling location in each of the city wards. So that would be the 9 locations within the city of Buffalo. Each of the at least one location in each of the other cities and towns in Erie County. And then, of course, the Erie County Board of Elections offices are open for early voting and absentee voting normally.
Do you anticipate the turnout to improve with early voting?
Well, that's the theory behind early voting. What the actual practicality of it is, we're going to have to wait and see and determine. We're certainly trying to give every voter in Erie County an opportunity to cast their ballot if they want to do so. And we certainly do encourage people to come out to cast their votes for the candidates of their choice in their election.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.